With crude oil prices passing $130 a barrel just before the Memorial Day weekend, much discussion focused on supplies and production. Executives from five of the largest oil companies said sharp increases in demand are behind the price spike. U.S. Senator Herb Kohl challenged that, citing figures that he said show demand for petroleum hasn't changed in nearly three decades.
So while demand has remained flat, prices and profits are breaking records. The question remains, what is going on here? Do market forces alone explain the skyrocketing price of oil and gas? Each of the executives testifying today should not leave here without telling us something meaningful about what is causing this miserable situation and how to correct it.
We need to take care of the climate. Stop
We will suspend for a moment while the proceeding is brought to order.
A protester disrupted the hearing just before U.S. Senator Russ Feingold spoke. Her calls to save the environment previewed Feingold's own charge to the executives to explain what they've done to invest in renewable energy and alternative fuels. He says oil companies discussed the same issue 3 years ago with the committee.
And yet, based on April 2008 data published in the Oil and Gas Journal and distributed by the American Petroleum Institute, over this time period, your companies invested more in marketing than renewable energy.
Some executives said that their profits are being reinvested into development and exploration of more fuel sources. They also argued that if they were allowed to drill for oil in more U.S. territories, both domestic production and gas prices could improve. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.